Ask Catherine a couple quick questions. What are your thoughts? I have two questions. What are your thoughts about the World Bank whistleblower? Karen, I think it's H-U-D-E-S. I don't know how to pronounce it. I've just read her material. I have spent a lot of time watching or reading material that she has posted or on her. I've listened to one very long interview. I'm not comfortable. It's a complex discussion as to why she's not somebody that I would recommend as a source. There have been some very good reporting on the World Bank. Greg Palast, some others have done great reporting. And they have really focused on the most important issues of the model and how that model hurts countries. Another one is Naomi Klein, who wrote Disaster Capitalism and Shock Doctrine. So there's very, very good reporting on the most germane issues related to the World Bank. A lot of what she's talking about is not germane, and her history is, in my opinion, problematic. So I don't think there's a lot of new or useful information there that I could find, and she's not someone I would recommend. I would also remind you, whistleblowing is a mixed bag. You find outstanding whistleblowers. I'm laughing because James is going to join us, and he does a lot with a wonderful whistleblower, Edmonds, who does some great stuff, is an example of a really terrific whistleblower. Then you have others. In fact, I was never a whistleblower. I was the target of a whistleblower. A lot of times whistleblowers are used to target and destroy perfectly legitimate people. So whistleblowing can cut both ways, and I think you have to be careful. Don't assume that because somebody is a whistleblower that they're on the side of the angels. Another question. Hi, Catherine. On your wonderful latest interview on Watchdog USA, you said, how are you going to defend the bond market if there is a move into gold? I assume this is your managed rise theory. And then they post something by Martin Armstrong and ask me to compare theories. I will take a look at it and make sure we address it in the Precious Metals Market Report with Franklin Sanders in July. But I haven't read that yet. I just got that this afternoon. And then finally, one excellent question from a subscriber who sent me Larry Edelson's new announcement. Larry Edelson is a investment advisor who's been relatively a bear on gold during the consolidation. He's now come out with a very bullish recommendation saying gold is going to 5,000. And he describes a scenario that I would describe as the radical debasement scenario, which is you reset the value of the debt by, you know, you go to bed one night and gold's at 1,800 and you wake up the next morning, it's 5,000. So that's my description, not his. That's certainly one scenario, but we're in a managed situation. There are far many other scenarios. And so to me, it's very important that you have gold as part of a intelligent portfolio for most, if not all, people, because yes, that could happen. At the same time, there are a lot of other scenarios where, you know, that could put gold much lower, and gold can still go down to about 1,100 and stay in the primary trend. So I would not bet the ranch on that scenario. And yes, gold has an important part to play, but remember, where gold ends up is a political issue, and the number is set more by what happens with various currencies and where they're going with the currency system. So could a radical debasement happen? Yes, but please, please don't bet the ranch.